Chairman Costa, Ranking Member Rousey, members of the committee, thank you for this opportunity to provide testimony on behalf of Noble Research Institute. Swine are not a species native to the United States. When they were introduced as livestock for human consumption, they were bred for high fertility and accelerated meat production. Unfortunately, as swine were intentionally and unintentionally released to live in a feral state, these same traits contributed to an uncontrolled population growth and the devastating ecological and economic impacts that I will address later in my comments. Land use changes in transportation and stocking for hunting have also contributed to population growth and geographic expansion. In the South Central U.S., feral swine populations are estimated to grow at a rate of 21% per year. Feral swine are now present in at least 37 states, including the vast majority of states represented by this committee, and the total population is estimated to be more than 7 million animals. Damage caused by feral swine comes in many forms. It is widespread and extensive, but rarely rigorously quantified. Feral swine damage to U.S. agriculture is estimated to be more than $1.5 billion annually. However, this commonly cited estimate does not include many ecological damages and threats to human health. As such, it is likely the true economic damage caused by feral swine far exceeds $1.5 billion. Examples of impacts on cultivated crops appear regularly, including the 2006 E. coli outbreak in California's spinach, in which feral swine were responsible. It was estimated that spinach farms in California lost as much as $75 million due to public fears of consuming spinach. Other crops commonly impacted by feral swine include small grains, fruits, beans, potatoes, and nuts. Feral swine also regularly mingle with cattle, utilizing common water sources and feed stations, and rooting and defecating in cattle enclosures. They interact with domestic swine in non-confinement pork facilities. These interactions result in livestock exposure to more than 60 infectious diseases that cause weight loss, abortions, and death in domestic livestock. Specifically, feral swine commonly harbor brucellosis, pseudorabies, and African swine fever, or ASF. To maintain brucellosis-free status for cattle in the global market, any time a cow tests positive for brucella, an epidemiologic investigation is required at considerable government expense. Similarly, an occurrence of ASF in U.S. livestock would result in substantial losses to the industry from international markets. Feral swine also threaten native wildlife populations, including numerous endangered species. They compete for food, destroy habitat, and predate on these species. Entire native ecosystems are impacted by the presence of feral swine. Rooting accelerates the establishment and spread of invasive plants, decreasing diversity and resilience of these ecosystems. Feral swine must be controlled to protect our nation's agricultural resources. Studies have shown that 70% of the feral swine population must be removed annually to halt population growth. Unfortunately, most conventional trap methods remove less than 50% of the population. Moreover, research suggests that conventional traps may actually be responsible for creating what is commonly known today as trap-shy pigs. Noble Research Institute has investigated strategies to capture trap-shy pigs. The result of this research is a fully suspended trap that functions much differently than conventional traps. Our research demonstrates that the suspended trap design has an 88% capture rate, and it is now commercially available under the Boarbuster product name. Innovative techniques like the Boarbuster will be essential to controlling feral swine populations as they become more trap shy. Education on best management practices that utilize the most effective technologies in a strategic manner is vital to successfully reducing feral swine populations. State and federal funding has extended the reach of producer education on feral swine, but more educational programs are needed as feral swine populations expand. Funding for continued research is also vital to future success in feral swine control. Stimulated by the USDA-funded grant in 2015, the National Wildlife Research Center and Noble Research Institute partnered to develop performance and monitoring tools for the management of feral swine. We anticipate that USDA's new feral swine control pilot will result in additional innovative ideas for educating producers and increasing control efforts. Feral swine populations continue to grow at the expense of ag production and native ecosystems. If left unchecked, feral swine could have devastating impacts on our nation's food supply, ag industry sustainability, and environment. Continued support for developing advanced control strategies, conducting feral swine research, and educating producers on strategic and effective control practices is essential if we hope to prevail over this invasive and prolific species. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today.